This is Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend. Just how is a financial coach different from a financial advisor? During this hour, you will learn the difference as well as being coached on your true purpose for money, myths about investing, what true diversification means, and how past performance is not an indicator of future success. Plan with care, retire with confidence. And now, Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend.
Good morning, Southwest Florida, and welcome to another exciting hour of power with Coach Alfie Townsend. I'm your co-host, John Antonucci, and as always, the phone number to call here is 561-1155. That's 561-1155, and obviously, if you've accumulated enough to retire, you can't afford to lose your hard-earned savings to unnecessary fees and unforgiving markets. You do owe it to yourself to give your retirement portfolio a second set of eyes, and that person is Alfie Townsend. He's got two beautiful offices, and Alfie is a certified financial planner and founder of the Advantage Retirement Group, and you want to meet with him in Fort Myers or Naples, where he'll examine your portfolio from the inside out and make recommendations to you that will be beneficial and prudent well into your retirement years. You also can go to the website, savingtheinvestor.com. Again, that's savingtheinvestor.com, where you'll find a wealth of information about Alfie, his company, and all the services that he offers here through the Advantage Retirement Group. And today, obviously, we're going to be talking about Britain, Great Britain, with the Brexit, and a little bit of a surprise there, but they have left the European Union by their vote. And obviously, yesterday that got the markets on a roller coaster ride. And obviously, they weren't anticipating this, Coach, but I know you have some insight and really ideas to stay the course, even in the midst of rocky times, which obviously yesterday was. But I'm sure that you have to take the emotion out of it for your investors so that they stay true to the course. Great to see you this morning.
I have to take it out for myself also.
Yeah.
Because it's human nature to do that. Good morning, Southwest Florida. Yes, this is going to be a good show because really history was in the making yesterday when that happened. It was early in the hours and in the morning hours, and it was funny. Not funny, but, well, Vegas had it at 94% chance that they were going to stay. And everyone else was in the 80%, but the bets were coming in at 94% that it was a done deal. And that's the thing. You don't know, and that's with the market, John. You do not know what's going to happen. If you knew what was going to happen, it would be easy to make money in the market, but you don't know. And that's why you have to take the emotion out of investing. And this is going to be a temporary halt, okay, with the market doing, did what it did yesterday. It is going to have a roller coaster. Next week, we can expect probably the same thing a little bit. But, if you have a portfolio that rebalances aggressively, and that's what we talk about all the time, we're going to be buying on the dips, and that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to buy low and sell high, and that's what we do on a regular basis. So if that's what it takes, if that's what's going to happen over the next week or so, our clients are going to be in a good position because they will be buying when new money's coming in, and when it does go up, it's going to go up. But let's talk about that a little bit, John. It was not really expected.
No. Well, I mean, it was 52-48%. I mean, obviously in favor to pull out. But the other, trickle-down effect is that the Prime Minister, obviously Cameron, is going to step aside and resign. And that leaves uncertainty for the leadership of this change and who's going to step up to the plate to bring the reform that they're looking for to get them back as an independent. Obviously the major thing is trade, and that's why people are panicking even here in America, right?
Yeah, and trade, now they had they were trading inside the EU, but now they're going to trade. They're going to have to do, they have 2 years. This is a 2 year process. It's not something that's going to happen next week.
Okay. So they have some time
they
to
have
transition.
2 years for transition. It's 2 years. So it's, they have to write a lot of new laws because the law and tariff laws, because right now they are going to the countries that they want to deal with. They're going to have to have their tariffs with the individual countries opposed to as a whole, which, in the long run, this could be a beautiful thing. And I was listening to a lot of the news yesterday, and one of the commentators said, the countries that did not after 2008 that were not in the EU, European Union, have made a lot more growth, has had a lot more growth in the countries that were in the union. So, independence, there's a lot to be said about that. And like the video that I sent out to our clients, the same thing goes with this, John. It's having independence. There's there's a lot of good things that can happen from it.
Yeah, and like you said, 2 years is a I didn't realize that myself, but obviously the American markets are panicking on this. But you see it as an opportunity for your clients and your portfolios to buy what's low, and really is a buying opportunity if you look at it the correct way, isn't it?
Well, I think the reason why the vote came was when, and you know, like it or not, and when President Obama said to them that if you do not stay in, if you do not stay with the European Union, then you're going to go to the bottom. You're going to be the, you know, the, you're not going to be in the top of the totem pole, which means, you know, like we're threatening you. And if you don't do what everybody wants you to do, it's going to be a big mistake. And they said, you know what, you're not going to tell us how to run our country. And that's what I like about it. So right or wrong, we will know in the future, and it's going to take some time to find out. But John, you know, it's it will come out in the wash, and it might be something great. So it's the market right now. Yes, when they thought it was going to stay in, we had a nice rally. So if you think about it, the rally that we had last week, we had a pretty good
Thursday
rally.
Was a great day.
We had a pretty good rally that it looks like it's going to stay in. And they gave half that money back, but not all of it back. So, you know, you didn't lose it. You made some money because they thought they were going to stay, and they didn't stay, so they gave some of that money back. So you're not down what you know, in essence, what as much as everyone really, what it looks like you're down.
Yeah, and it seems like we're in the age of the people really saying, we don't want big government. We don't want government controlling what to do, not only in Europe, but obviously we're seeing that in this election year with, you know, Donald Trump on the scene and really going against the establishment. So there's change in the air. People are tired, and they want to grow. When you have a United States that's growing at a sometimes a 3% rate and jobs that are 35,000, I mean, that affects the markets too, all those things, don't they?
It does. And to have, you know, we can have growth. There's plenty of growth that can be found, but it has to be different. I think the establishment has run out of really ways to grow this economy and to handle business. And it might just take a whole new set of people in office. And it looks like, look, they didn't think it could happen in Britain, but it did. I mean, they were absolutely, I think they were blown away that it happened.
They were probably in shock. I mean, the prime minister has to be in shock, you know, because, I mean, his last words were, you know, you can jump out of a plane, but you can't climb back in. You know, he was really trying to strike fear into the people. But you know what? People are beyond that, and they want to grow, and they want to experience free markets. And I think that's what our country needs to get back to in order for us to prosper and flourish. And what you do as a financial coach really help people to prosper in that way, because really investing in the market, while a lot of people are afraid right now, really over proven 100 years is really the best growth vehicle you can have, isn't it?
It is. So people, you know, the video that we sent out was, hey, we're rebalancing. You're going to be okay. But if you have extra money, now's a great time. You're not going to hear us on this show to panic. I will never, ever have our clients, our listeners panic from me or John. It's not going to happen. But the thing about it is this, now's a good time to put some money in. If you are on the sideline, put some money in, because, you know, you want to buy low, sell high. And that's what happens is it did go down. So, you know, it's a good time to put some money in, and just if you have a plan in place, that's what we're going to talk about today. Do you have a plan in place for times like this? This is unforeseen, and unforeseen is good. And that's what makes a market. That's what makes, you know, that's why you can't time the market. It's impossible to time the market, because if you could time the market, then, you know, everybody would be in the market to time it. And it's, you just can't time the market. So you have passive and you have active. And passive, I think, outweighs active, because passive takes what the market brings, unforeseen information and unforeseen news, terrorist attacks, the Brexit. You know, it's unforeseen. No one knew this. And that's why it's hard. You can't time the market. You have to be right twice, when to get in, when to get out, and continue doing that. So if you have a well-rounded, diversified portfolio that owns the market, that's where returns come from.
All right. Well, stay tuned. We're going to be right back right after this break. Don't go away.
Saving the Investor will return in a moment. Don't forget to visit our website, savingtheinvestor.com. Look for the Click Here to Learn More button.
I was acting. staying retired. Have you heard anybody ever say that to you? What about staying retired, right? You want to. I'm in studio right now with Southwest Florida's financial planner, Alfie Townsend with Advantage Retirement Group, 561-1155. How are you, Alfie?
Hey, I'm doing great, thanks.
I know we've talked about this before. Obviously, the number one concern retirees have with the money lasts a lifetime, but also staying retired.
You know, it's not just having an income, because a lot of people can give you an income, but the thing is inflation, and you want to have a portfolio, Drew, that you're not paying these excess fees that you don't need to.
Right. So there's a difference, right, between surviving during retirement years and thriving.
And thriving. Right. That's the word I was going to use, thrives. Yeah. Well, you have to have the abundance thinking opposed to scarcity thinking. And that's what we do here, is we put that plan together for you to make sure you have a proper plan in place that you don't have to worry about those downturns in the market.
You need a true professional, quite frankly, working on your behalf so you can stay retired. 561-1155. It's Alfie Townsend with Advantage Retirement Group.
We now return to Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend.
Welcome back to Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend. Give Alfie a call if you saved enough for retirement. Please give him a call at 561-1155. That's 561-1155. You do owe it to yourself to give your retirement portfolio a second set of eyes, especially during this time. And Alfie is a certified financial planner. He's also the founder of the Advantage Retirement Group, over 30 years experience in this industry. He is really on the cutting edge of leading people to retirement. And if you want to meet with him in Fort Myers or Naples, he has two beautiful offices, 561-1155, or you can go to savingtheinvestor.com. And you know, Alfie, you know, talking about the two different types of portfolios, passive and active, really the people that are taking a hit right now, because there is a big drop, you know, on Friday, and obviously we could be looking forward to Monday to more of the same. This is a great time for them to get a second look, because if they're not diversified correctly, they could take more of a downturn than what most people would take, even during this storm that everybody's going to go through.
Oh, yeah. And you're right, John. And you have to make sure that you're positioned right, because if you're not positioned right, you have the advisor or you're listening to TV, that's going to drive you crazy. You could have a Jim Cramer on there telling you to sell everything and just ruin your future. So, you know, make sure that you have a plan in place. And that's what we do here at the Advanced Retirement Group. We put plans in place, and we want to talk about what you currently have and make sure that you're not taking undue fees, you know, undue risk, and you're not excessive fees, because that's what right now in the long term, you're going to be just fine. But when you panic, you're not going to be.
Right.
You just have to stay away from the TV. And, you know, this is really a historical time with this, because it wasn't supposed to happen. And I wanted to say something about I was reading yesterday, and it said the millennials said, "You have just taken our future away."
Right.
And that's the millennials. And that's, you know, that's a shame. Just think.
Are they saying that because they got out, or because?
Yeah, because you just took our future away. It's right. Like, you just took our future away, because they were dependent on that. They depend, you know, and that's it's aggravating to me when not all millennials are like that, but you know, you have there's, and our country is leaning towards that way too. That's why Bernie Sanders was so, you know, doing so good with all these people, because it was freebies. You know, give this, give that. You cannot keep giving. It comes from somebody. You can't give. It's going to run dry, and you have to, and they have to know that, you know, and until they find that out, they need, and they're not teaching it in school.
Well, it's interesting that they put it in the hands of the people. I mean, I don't think we get to choose who we trade with in America. I mean, obviously, I mean, the government normally is in position to do that. I wouldn't think that you would put that in the hands of the people, but they did, you know, and the people said, you know what? We know what's better for us than the government, because the government didn't want out. So, you know, what looks like a revolt now could be, like you said, in the future, they may pay a little price early on, but sometimes you got to take one step back before you take 10 steps forward. It may be a blessing in disguise.
Yeah, it might be a blessing in disguise. You just don't know, because if they keep going the same way, like I said, those other countries that were not in the EU, they have been flourishing, many of them, a lot more growth than the ones that were in there. And, you know, the other thing, it was immigration was part of this too, you know, opening up the borders to everybody. And they just didn't want that. They want to have their own borders secure. And if you look at, if you go to London, it's been a long time, but I hear London is just right now, it's just not a safe place. They have their own Sharia law there and different neighborhoods.
Yeah, first Muslim mayor of that town that's really pushing Sharia and saying it's inevitable.
You know, and it's just they wanted their independence, and you have to say, you know what, it might hurt my portfolio. I wish they didn't do that, hurt my portfolio, but in the long run, your portfolio might just get that much stronger because of what happened yesterday, I should say.
Yeah, well, that's a beautiful thing. Well, if you save for retirement and you're currently retired or soon to be retired, you do owe it to yourself, especially in times like these. I know a lot of people are telling you to panic and pull out, but Alfie does not advocate selling, and he doesn't advocate timing the market. You do owe it to yourself to give your portfolio a second set of eyes to make sure that you are diversified properly. Alfie will tell you that he's in 45 different countries, 19 different asset classes, and you really need to be spread out. The market is not the NASDAQ, the Dow, or the S&P 500. It's owning the market. And basically, give him a call at 561-1155. Meet with him in Fort Myers or Naples. He has two beautiful offices. And that's a misconception for a lot of people, because they think, wow, I got, you know, the majority of my portfolio is in the NASDAQ, and I got a little bit in the Dow. I'm in the market. They're not really in the market, are they?
Well, they're not. The market is the world. I mean, look at what's happening right now.
It's global now.
It's global, yeah. And you have to invest in the world. And you have these... The European banks right now, the foreign banks right now are taking, you know, they did take a beating yesterday. That's an opportune time to buy. You know, it's just, it hurts to buy when the market is volatile like this. And it is going to be volatile for, you know, I don't know how long. It could be just a few more days, or it could be where it's, you know, it's done by tomorrow, or it could be a week or a month of this stuff. So, but it will come back. You know, if you are in a position, you have to say, listen, if my portfolio goes down 10%, that's a big correction. If it goes down 10%, is my lifestyle going to change? And as long as you don't pull that money out, it can make it up. It can make it up in a few months. It can make it up pretty fast. So that's the thing, John. You have to make sure that you're in a position, you have an income plan, that your income. So you have to look at your income. Is my income going to be affected? Okay, so what we want to do is look at your income plan. Make sure, that's why when I see clients, I say, how much of your income do you want guarantee? Because, you know, we're going to do some guarantee planning on clients that do not have a pension, that wants a guarantee. And so we're going to look at your whole picture, not just your portfolios. We're going to look at your portfolios, your insurances, and make sure that you have some protected income in there, too.
Yeah, well, that's a beautiful thing, and that's why you want a coach on your side. Give him a call at 561-1155. That's 561-1155. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back right after this break. Don't go away.
Saving the Investor will return in a moment. Don't forget to visit our website, savingtheinvestor.com. Look for the Click Here to Learn More button.
The market is volatile, random, and unpredictable, but there's ways to handle that. Let me show you how. Hi, this is Alfie Townsend, your financial life coach and host of Saving the Investor radio show that you hear every Saturday morning from 9 to 10. You worked hard for your money. Now it's time for your money to work hard for you. I'll show you how we can take the emotion out of investing. The first step is to analyze your current portfolio from the inside out. Find the hidden fees. How much volatility do you have? What is your current income plan? Will your money last your lifetime? This is what we call a financial MRI. Then I'll show you how to invest with confidence. If you want to take the emotion out of investing and stick to a disciplined approach, call me, Alfie Townsend, at 561-1155. That's 561-1155. Or go to savingtheinvestor.com.
We now return to Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend.
Welcome back to Saving the Investor with Financial Coach Alfie Townsend. Alfie is Southwest Florida's financial planner, and if you save for retirement or already retired, you owe it to yourself to get a second set of eyes on your portfolio. Give Alfie a call at 561-1155. Again, that's 561-1155. You can meet with him in Fort Myers or Naples. He has two beautiful offices. He is a certified financial planner and founder of the Advantage Retirement Group. He has over 30 years of experience, and you want somebody on your side that's going to help you navigate through the fog of investing that's taking place right now globally in the markets, especially the European markets. And another concern is fees. A lot of people don't know there's hidden fees inside the portfolio, but some fees, you know, when it's properly assessed, are good. And that brings me to a little bit of a joke, put a little, lighten up the subject this morning, because we've been real serious about Britain. But a ship engine failed and no one could fix it. They brought in a guy with 40 years on the job, and he inspected the engine very carefully, top to bottom. After looking things over, the guy reached into his bag and pulled out a small hammer. He gently tapped something. Instantly, the engine lurched into life. The engine was fixed. 7 days later, the owners got this bill for $10,000. What? The owner said, you hardly did anything. Send us an itemized bill. The reply simply said, tapping with the hammer was $2. Knowing where to tap was $9,998. So you never underestimate experience. And really, you know, when you pay for something and you get value back from it, basically that's what you do. And it's not that the fees are exorbitant. You really look for hidden fees. And you are actually in the business because of your expertise and your experience. You are saving people money and uncovering fees that they're paying that they don't even know that's there.
Yeah. You know, John, there's obviously good fees and bad fees. Okay. So if I'm charging a fee to be your advisor, I'm going to say that's good fees because that's, I'm giving you a service. I'm looking out for you and I'm putting you in the best places I can possibly find with all my years of experience. And that's, and then, but on the other hand, what I'm trying to do is reduce your bad fees. That's your fees that are your mutual fund fees, your variable annuity fees. Next half hour, I'm gonna have a story to talk about on variable annuities, but I want to look at your overall portfolio, make sure that you are getting what you're supposed to get, institutional pricing, not retail pricing, institutional pricing. So institutional pricing is shopping at Costco opposed to shopping at Publix or another. Hey, Publix, hey, I love Publix, but I'm just saying it's a two difference. If you're buying for a big, big party, most likely you'd want to go to Costco because it's bulk buying and you're going to get that type of buying power. If you're just starting out with investing, you know, you're going to have to most likely go to retail at that point. But if you saved enough for retirement, you deserve to have wholesale, which is institutional buying power. And that's, you know, that's where you want to, you know, put your money because you want to reduce fees all around and you don't want to. And the other thing you want to do is reduce the amount of money you're losing. So if you're losing a lot of money because you're not allocated properly, there's things you can do about that. And that's, you know, when we talk about that financial MRI, that's what it's all about. That financial MRI is coming in and let us look at your total holdings. At that point, what we're going to do is we're going to look at your fees. We're going to find out fees that you cannot find out because they're hidden. And so we're going to find out how to extract those fees and show them to you. And then that's what brings down portfolio returns is having excessive fees. In addition to that, the allocation. People talk about what's allocation. And we talk about it all the time. If you had a great spaghetti recipe like Mrs. Antonucci, and if Mrs. Antonucci just gave me her ingredients without giving me the measurements, I could not do anything with her sauce to make it taste like she makes. So it's the same thing with a portfolio. If you do not have the measurements properly allocated in your account, you're taking fees, John, that you don't need to take.
Right. And then obviously there's some advisor fees and the products they push sometimes can be exorbitant. And the people don't find out about that. Just like the guy who got the bill for $10,000, they don't find out until they see it or sometimes don't see it in their prospectus, right?
That's right. So that's sort of like a hidden fee. You know, obviously it was a hidden fee, but I'll tell you what, they probably would have paid five times that if he could have fixed it on the spot right then and there.
Sure.
You know, if he would have said, listen, I can fix this, but it's going to cost you $20,000. Do what it takes to do it.
Right.
So he, you know, maybe what he should have done is sent him out of the room and then tapped it where he was supposed to tap it.
That's why I always ask to see the part whenever they do work on the car. You don't know.
You're that New Jersey guy. You're definitely like that. But that's true though. You want to know what your fees are going to be before you get into a relationship. You want to know what my fees are. You want to know what my fund fees are. You want to know everything about us before you get in a relationship. And that's what happens. A lot of times people get in a relationship and they don't know anything about what they're getting in. They think they're charging me 1.5%, but they don't know what they're putting them in. That could be another 4 or 5% that they have no idea on because they're not talking about that. Advisors have a hard time, John, talking about fees because they don't really know what the fees are, especially if you're with a brokerage and they're doing revenue sharing that we talk about all the time, like, revenue sharing from mutual funds where you go with like an Edward Jones and they do revenue sharing with American funds. And that's a whole nother story right there. That could be a problem right there because it's excessive fees because they're sharing, incentivizing the advisor for putting the clients in there. That's a problem.
Well, that's why you want a second set of eyes. And Alfie, as a certified financial planner and founder of the Advantage Retirement Group, has two beautiful offices in Fort Myers or Naples. Give him a call right now. Pick up the phone, 561-1155. You do owe it to yourself to give your portfolio that second look, that second set of eyes. Let Alfie make sure that you're diversified correctly. And, hey, he's not going to be a fit for everybody. Some of you may be diversified well and may not need a change. But it's worth your time and investment to find out exactly what you have inside your portfolio. He'll expose all the hidden fees in there as well. You also can go to savingtheinvestor.com. That's savingtheinvestor.com. You'll find a wealth of information about his company and the services that he offers here at the Advantage Retirement Group. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back right after this break. Don't go away.
Saving the Investor will return in a moment. Don't forget to visit our website, savingtheinvestor.com. Look for the Click Here to Learn More button. Listening to Florida's most important financial planning program. What you learn on Saving the Investor can change your future. Now, once again, here's Alfie Townsend.
Welcome back to Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend. I'm your co-host, John Antonucci. Phone number to call, as always, is 561-1155, 561-1155. Alfie is Southwest Florida's financial planner. He's also founder of the Advantage Retirement Group, has over 30 years of experience in the industry, and you owe it to yourself to give your retirement portfolio that second set of eyes, a second look, a second opinion, and you can sit down with Alfie. He has two beautiful offices in Fort Myers or Naples. He'll expose all the hidden fees inside your portfolio, show you if you are diversified correctly, and he's going to make recommendations to you and answer a question you should be asking, and that is, will my income last? You don't want to be going back to work, especially if there's a downturn in the market, and basically give Alfie a call at 561-1155, and he will show you a better way, a better plan towards retirement that can give you peace of mind. In this half hour, we want to talk about the other side of the bucket, and that is annuities. There's all different types of annuities out there, and many of you are in annuities right now that have been in there for many, many years. And there's a lot of new products that are available, Alfie, that a lot of people don't know about because they can't take advantage of something they don't know. But you do have a lot of people that are tied into variable annuities. And really, that's one of your pet peeves, is that type of product, because it really does bleed the customer's financial status, in a sense, because there's so many fees inside there. And that's something that you want to redirect them out of that, don't you?
We had a client that I saw last week, and he had a lot of annuities, him and his wife. So he asked me if I would be kind enough to give them a call, to give the company a call to find out exactly what they had, because they really didn't understand it. And I said I'd be more than happy to. So I really didn't think it was going to take as long as it did. It was two companies we called, and it was like an hour and a half on the phone. But other than that, this one company that we called, very well-known company, very, very well-known company, I called, and what aggravates me, John, is when I call, And I asked these questions. And first of all, I knew she wasn't from this country because of her accent. And I'm not saying anything bad or you know, good or bad about that. I'm just saying she really didn't understand what these people had. So anytime I asked a question, she would put us on hold and put that music in our ear and come back like 3 or 4 minutes later. That's what was taking so long. And then, you know, I'd ask another question, put us on hold. And then I had another one. And then they would, you know, she would answer part of it. Then I'd ask her a follow-up question on it. She could not answer it. There was really nothing that she could answer. And then what really got me upset was after about 40 minutes on the call, you know, these clients had about $85,000 in this account, but they had $159,000 that was sitting in a income rider. Okay. So, you know, they could take income based on $159,000. Now I said they, but it's not they, it's only the owner, which was the husband. So he's able to take like $7,900 out of this account. So when I started asking this question, I said, well, okay, so if he starts taking $8,900 or $7,900 out of this account, what does it leave for his wife? Well, I said, will she be able to continue this income? And they said, no, she gets the account value. I said, well, you know, pro rata, she started talking about pro rata and this and that. I said, and I know what pro rata means. It means that the income account is worth twice as much as the actual account value. So if he takes out $7,900 out of that $159,000, in essence, he's taking 10, you know, that's 5%. He's reducing his actual account 10%. So it's going to go down very, very fast. That's what pro rata means. And when she started talking about pro rata and this and that and reading out of the manual, I said, you know what? You don't even know what you're talking about with this policy. I said, you're just reading out of a manual. And I said, you know what? You're doing these clients a disservice. I said, I've been doing this for 32 years and I can barely understand what you're reading to me. I said, I can understand it, but barely. And I said, and you expect these two clients to understand what you're reading out of a manual. I said, that is what gives these variable annuities a bad name. That's what there's lawsuits about variable annuities. They are so complicated.
It's like smoke and mirrors to keep the people off balance.
And I tell my clients, if you have a variable annuity, if I tell the listeners on radio, on TV, at the workshops, if you have a variable annuity, you have to. You don't have to, but if you want to know what the heck you have, give us a call, 561-1155. That's 561-1155 and say, Alfie, can you do what you did with these clients and call my company with me? So, and I'd be more than happy to, because the questions that I ask, and we didn't even get into fees. And I know the fees were 4% because I had someone else that had one pretty much like it, same company. So they're 4%. Their account, they put in $80,000. Their account's worth $85,000 after 8 years, and their income account only grew at 5%. So that was up to 100 and, well, they must have put in more than that. They must put in 100 because then 8 years later, their income account's worth 160. Their actual account was only worth 85,000. So in all those years, 8 years, it didn't make any money. It didn't make any money. It went down and their income account went to where they can take income from it. The income account only determines what their income is going to be, John. And when he dies, that income account dies with
them. Stops.
It stops. So I said, so the spouse doesn't have any income that's able to be generated from this annuity that he bought it for. And that's the difference between a variable annuity and a fixed index annuity. The fixed index annuity, on some of the riders, not all of them, on some of them, you know, the ones that we do, make sure that the spouse is taken care of. If you're getting $5,000 a year, she's going to get $5,000 a year. You're getting $5,000 a month. She's going to get $5,000 a month when you die. So that's what you have to make sure that if these annuities, these variable annuities, John, I was so aggravated on this phone call. I heard what I said. I just couldn't believe it. These questions that I was asking her could not answer them worth anything.
Do the people know if they have a variable annuity? I mean, is it something that they're assuming they know I have an annuity, but do they know it's variable? And how would they find that out if somebody was listening?
Good question, John. So what would happen? It would be on your policy, but if your account value goes up and down, in tracking the market up and down, it's a variable annuity. And the thing about it is the fees you do not see. The fees you do not see. That's why these people had 4% fees, and that's why they couldn't make any money on this thing. So if you have a variable annuity, give me a call. If you're thinking about getting one, give me a call and let me educate you. And that's what I do. When people come in, I mostly educate them on what they have. And that's not my job. My job is put a plan together for you, not to really educate you from what someone gave you that they sold you. And right. That's a problem.
So if they're still out there, I mean, if these annuities are still viable, I mean, what is the advantage of even an advisor, recommending this to someone?
Oh, they make a lot. They make a lot of money on them. They make a lot of money on them. And we do annuities, John. I'm not saying, we don't. We just don't do that variable annuity. The annuities that we do are going to be a guaranteed for principal protection or for income protection. I want to, let's say someone needs $5,000 a month income. I'll ask, how much do you want of that guaranteed? Well, I'd like to have at least $2,000 guaranteed. Okay, this is how we can do that. I show them. So we put a plan together. They might say, I don't want any of it guaranteed. I said, no problem. We can handle that. That's why you need an independent advisor that understands portfolios and understands insurance, because there's people that are on the radio, on TV, that just talk about annuities, and then there's some that just talk about how the market, and they bash each other, and it's not something that you have to understand, because it can complement. You look at Ken Fisher, he's out there. He hates annuities, and you should too. That's his slogan. It's just it's a great slogan. I hate annuities, and you should too. So, but 10 things you need to know. The thing about it is, he's the top. Well, Ken Fisher was the top three. Of the, I think they were number three stock owners of one of these major insurance companies. So he's buying insurance companies as investments. But in addition to that, on his prospectus, it will say we cannot guarantee you we can't guarantee a lifetime income. If you do that, we have to use an annuity. So, crazy. So the thing about it is this. Is it doesn't matter to me what vehicle. It's just a vehicle. It's just a tool. It's a tool that we use to make sure that your retirement is really right for you. And there's different tools that we can use. And you don't want everything in one thing, or you want to make sure that you have choices.
All right. Well, give Alfie a call at 561-1155 if you want to find out or have a second opinion, and he'll take a look at the annuity that you have and make recommendations to you. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back right after this break. Don't go away.
Saving the Investor will return in a moment. Don't forget to visit our website, savingtheinvestor.com. Look for the click here to learn more button.
Well, we all know it's election season right now. The question is, who will be in office at the state, local, federal level, Republican, Democrat? Do we even know? But are you prepared for what's coming up? Alfie Townsend, Advantage Retirement Group, 561-1155, is joining us right now. And what about that, Alfie? Who's in office and what's on the way?
The bottom line, Drew, is you have to make sure that you have a plan in place regardless whoever gets in. It doesn't matter, but you have to make sure that you're not paying high fees, that you're diversified, that you have an income plan in place, and that will take care of itself.
And certainly in the long term, you're talking about staying retired as well.
We want to keep our clients retired.
We certainly know that times looking ahead, we're not sure what's coming up, but we do know that you've got to have the right investment plan in place.
Yeah, and we're not here to scare you. We're here to educate you, and we do put a right plan in place for our clients.
So call today, 561-1155. Have a conversation with Alfie. Sit down, talk about your retirement plans and your future, and be ready for whatever is coming up. 561-1155, two offices, one in Fort Myers, one in Naples. Alfie Townsend with Advantage Retirement Group.
We now return to Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend.
Welcome back to Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend. Alfie is Southwest Florida's financial planner. And if you save for retirement or already retired, you owe it to yourself to get a second opinion, a second set of eyes on your portfolio. Give Alfie a call at 561-1155. Alfie is a certified financial planner. He's also the founder of the Advantage Retirement Group, has over 30 years experience in this industry, and he will guide you correctly. He has two beautiful offices, Fort Myers or Naples. You do owe it to yourself to get a second opinion, especially in these uncertain, unstable times that we are living in, and make sure that you're diversified properly. And before the break, we were talking about a variable annuity, and Alfie, people that have them, and obviously this client that you called on their behalf, obviously they're in a vehicle that's not really beneficial for both of them, because if the husband passes away, she's then done. She's out of income. What is the answer then in that case, and what can you do to help them?
Well, we have to look at it. You know, in their case, I really cannot help them with that particular one. I'm helping them with other things, but not with that particular one. But at least they know what they have.
Right.
At least they know what they have now. And so what we're most likely going to do is I told them, let's turn on that income, start taking income and trying to save some of that money, because it's just right now it's at a point that it's not worth to keep that policy. And you if you cancel it, you get $8,500. You're walking away from
right.
an income account of $159,000.
So, is there any scenarios where someone has a variable annuity, maybe they just got it recently or a few years ago, that they can get out of it? Or once they buy that policy, they're pretty much, like you said, like this client, you're going to have to put the income on and sort of like try and make up for it?
Well, sometimes they can get out of it, John. It depends, if it had a pretty good – it depends on when they got in. If it didn't take a big hit, it can be worth sometimes as much as the – If the account value is worth almost close to the income account, it's a great time to get out. Even if there's a little penalty in there, it's a great time to get out. So, if people say, I still have another year or two to keep it, a lot of these companies will buy that and pay off that penalty for you and make you whole. So don't worry about that. Just find out what you have, because if your account value is anywhere close to your income account, it's a great time to get out. It really is a great time to get out, because these newer policies have a lot more, the fees are way down, usually a lot more income. We can usually generate between 10 and 15% more income for the same amount of money.
Yeah, and you're not against annuities. Like you said, there are better ones out there. And sometimes, because every case is different, retirement calls for a shift from growth to income. There are times when you want to move them out of the accumulation phase into a vehicle that is beneficial to bring them income. How do you transition people from that? And how do you know when the time is to do it in some cases?
Well, what we want to look at, John, is when you're working, you're in your growth phase. You're working, you're putting money in, and like the week that we had in the market, you're buying at a low because you're dollar cost averaging. You're buying it low, but you're not needing that money right now. But when you retire, we have to make sure that you have the income from a source that's not going to be tied to the market. Then you want to have income from that. You want to have income from maybe some dividend paying companies. You want income also from a portfolio to fight inflation. So we're going to mix it into about two or three different accounts, so you can have guaranteed income, you can have growth, and you can have also fighting inflation, owning the market. And that's what you have to do. You have to fight inflation, because again, people are living longer and longer. We had that survey from the insurance companies, not a survey, they're using these mortality tables now, that if you were 65 and you're married at 65, just 10 or 15 years ago, there was like a 28% chance that one of the spouses was going to make it to 95. And now they're using a new table, which is, years more, like 10, 15 years later. It's if you're 65 and married, John, there's a 52% chance one of the spouses will make it to 95. So a lot of the old retirement was take the 4% out, 4% rule. That should last you to age 90 or 85. But people are living beyond 85, 10 more years. So what are you going to do for those extra 10 years?
You need 30 years of income. Really?
You could the people that are retiring now could be retired almost as long as they worked. So you have to make sure that, you have your Social Security, you have to make sure that you have income, and you want to fight inflation, and you don't want everything with one. I see a lot of times they come in and people have so much in you know, they're just buying nothing but a bunch of annuities, and that's not going to do it either. It's not going to do it. You have to have a portfolio to have some, you know, some growth potential and accessibility, if nothing else.
Yeah, you want to have some cash on. You don't
want cash on hands. And that's, you know, that's the one thing about the annuities, or you're limited to your cash on hand, because it's, once you turn that income on, you really can't take extra money. If you do, it messes up your lifetime income. So there's just, you have to, I say you want to deal with someone that understands retirement, understands retirement planning. And you know, because right now CD rates are at 0.5%, they're nothing.
Right.
And then you have, you know, the old rule of thumb was 4%, take 4% out of portfolio, but that might not be the thing to do. But what we want is cash flow. So we want to be able to generate 5 to 6% immediately. So sometimes clients come in right now and say, you know what, I need income. And I say, well, okay, this is the income we can generate. And that's 5 and 6%. And that's pretty good. Even though your account's going down, it could be going down, but you can still generate that guaranteed, you know, 5 to 6, even 6.5% income. And that's what you want to do. You want to generate that income.
All right. Well, stay tuned. We're going to be right back right after this break. Don't go away.
Saving the Investor will return in a moment. Don't forget to visit our website, savingtheinvestor.com. Look for the Click Here to Learn More button.
All right, it's that time of year, right? The home repairs, get your house in order. How about your fiscal house? Is it in order? I'm with Alfie Townsend with Advantage Retirement Group, 561-1155. Well, how are you, Alfie?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thanks for asking.
So how do people get their fiscal house in order so they can retire with confidence?
Well, the first thing they have to do, Drew, is make sure they have a plan in place to make sure that their income's going to last as long as they do.
Yeah.
We have a lot of uncertainty, and I don't like to scare people, but I do like to make them aware that you have to make sure that you're not taking undue risk, you're not paying too much in fees, and that you do have a plan regardless of what the economy does.
Right. You've got to have a plan in place to weather all these storms, right?
Absolutely. Because when you retire, your paycheck is dependent on your money, not where you used to work.
Call Alfie today at 561-1155. That's 561-1155. You need a true professional working on your behalf so you can stay retired. Alfie's a certified financial planner rated to help today with two offices in Fort Myers and Naples. 561-1155. That's 561-1155. Alfie Townsend with Advantage Retirement Group.
We now return to Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend.
Welcome back to Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend. Give Alfie a call at 561-1155. Alfie is a certified financial planner and founder of the Advantage Retirement Group, and he has two beautiful offices to sit down with you and examine your portfolio from the inside out, Naples or Fort Myers, whichever is more convenient for you. 561-1155. The great thing about Alfie is that he understands the complexities of portfolio investing, especially during retirement, and income planning to last your lifetime. Invest with care, retire with confidence. Give a call at 561-1155. And before the break, you know, we're talking about shifting from growth to income, and a lot of people out there that are listening are in the accumulation phase, and a lot of times they've left companies where they have a 401k and they're just leaving it there, sitting there. I mean, they can actually move that portfolio. They may not even know it, but they can move it under your management and under your care and really bring you know, greater growth, because obviously if they leave it at a company, there's excessive fees with doing that, isn't there?
Well, a lot of times too, John, when they leave with a company, if it's a private company, a lot of their stocks, or public company, a lot of their holdings are with the company that they're with. And that's not that good either. You don't want to be heavy with a company that you're working for, even though you might love that company. You never want to fall in love with a company. That's the thing.
After Enron, I hope everybody woke up, right?
Yeah, you just don't. You know, you can have Procter & Gamble. I mean, they have volatility. A client was telling me yesterday that his Starbucks went down quite a bit in one day during the Brexit, and I'm like, well, and he goes, that's confusing to me because people are still drinking coffee, nothing changed.
Yeah,
and that's the thing, that's the emotion part of it,
right?
People selling. But people, you know, that's the thing. And then they're going to say, you know what? We're still drinking coffee. We're going to get back in it.
Yeah.
So that's why it doesn't work. It's not worth the panic, John. And it's not worth the panic during times of uncertainty. And you just have to, if you have a plan in place, you're going to be okay. If your portfolio is being rebalanced aggressively and taking advantages of these down times, it's going to be better in the long run.
So, yeah, and where are they putting it if they sell? I mean, it's really, I mean, they sell everything out. They're paying a fee to sell, right? And then where are they going to put that money? Okay, they're going to put it into a, like you said, a CD that's getting, you know, 0.61%. They're losing, and then if they miss the upturn, they're losing again, aren't they?
Yeah, that's right. They're chasing. You can't chase. You can't chase. I was speaking of Starbucks. We have one across the street from our office, and I looked in the rearview mirror, and there was a undercover police officer behind me. So I told the person at the window. I gave him my card, and I told him to tell him, I'm friends with Sheriff Scott,
and you bought him a coffee,
and yeah. I bought him a coffee, and Captain Carmine, and the team in green. I said. So I just told him, tell him we appreciate everything that they do. And, man, he called my office immediately. I was on the road, though. My office called me and said this detective called me and to thank me. And, he gave me his cell number and this and that. But, I did it because, they do a whole lot for us. So I just wanted to do, just an act of kindness.
Sure.
I said, let me do it. Hopefully, if he's
amazed, you knew he was undercover.
He was like the hidden thief. So I extracted the hidden
Ford Explorer. Or how did you know?
Well, I did see the lights on. I did see the inside lights. Some of them you cannot tell at all.
They're driving those Camaros and different things.
The Camaros and I've seen them where the lights come on underneath on the top, and it's crazy. So,
yeah.
But anyway, no, they do. I love our law enforcement. That's why we do our luncheons once a year with them. Wanted to say that.
And another great thing with that being you're mentioning it, and we do appreciate our law enforcement officers and our sheriff's office and obviously Sheriff Scott and all the team. Another thing with that is that you handle the drop program, with those that are in that type of vehicle where when they retire, they have to do something with that money. And you are set up to do all the paperwork to help those people if they're a school teacher or they're in the education system or even the law enforcement. How do you help them do that?
Well, that's a good point, John, and we're running out of time, but the drop program is a complicated program because they have 60 days to make that decision. So we do all the paperwork for them. We make sure that their money is set in a situation where it's just sitting there, not being taxed, because if they could be a 20% tax, a whole 20% on that, and then it jacks your income up and everything else. So the drop program is a great program, and so we're able to handle people that have the drop money. We put in accounts where it just earns some interest until they decide what they want to do. But we make sure that it's not a taxable event, and we put a plan in place for them.
Yeah, that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, we have. We do all the biggest thing is all the paperwork that's involved. We do a lot of paperwork. And another shout out I want to do is Pastor John right here and Pam at Faith Center. And you do a great job with your church, John. And then, of course, Matt and Sarah Keller at the Next Level.
Great people.
Yep. We got a great community here, and we like to, support our community. And I think, we do. We're blessed to be in. I'm blessed to be in this, even though it's a pretty big city. I feel like it's a small city.
Yeah, definitely. And you do a lot of great things to help a lot of those different organizations. And Pam and I certainly appreciate your support and appreciate being a part of this great Saving the Investor program, because you're helping a lot of people avoid the pitfalls, the schemes, the traps of Wall Street. That's really bringing peace of mind into those that are investing and getting a strategy that does work, that's proven based upon math and science. And if you want to find out more about Alfie or his company, you do owe it to yourself to give your portfolio that second set of eyes, that second opinion. Give Alfie a call at the office, 561-1155. Alfie is Southwest Florida's financial planner. He's also a certified financial planner and the founder and owner of the Advantage Retirement Group, over 30 years experience. He has two beautiful offices in Fort Myers or Naples, whichever is more convenient for you. 561-1155. Alfie really understands the complexities of portfolio investing, especially during retirement, and income planning to last your lifetime. Invest with care and retire with confidence. And as always, it's a blessing coming into your living room or your vehicle. Stay tuned. We'll see you next time. Be blessed.
This has been Saving the Investor with Coach Alfie Townsend on 92.5 Fox News. To find out more, go to www.savingtheinvestor.com or call them at 561-1155. That's 561-1155. Investment advisory services offered through Townsend Advisory Group, a registered investment advisor.
The news and talk of Southwest Florida, 92.5 Fox News.